I tried to tell And she said, I'm fine. And we called him. He said, right across the street, an old blind man. He was in the church of God. And he had found it again in the Second Baptist Church. He knew a little bit of Greek. And he was always telling Mother about the Greek prefixes and suffixes and mistakes. He was trying to tell my mother that Jesus, what he was doing, and he did, and the law and the prophets were unto God. But since that time, the kingdom of heaven was being preached, and men went their way into it. Now that is what was written in the Bible, but he wasn't accepted it as a Greek law. See, the law couldn't come to an end until it was fulfilled. But they didn't preach. Now what really meant that the law, John was the last prophet under the Bible. Now, I had to stop somewhere. And then it began to be fulfilled. So then they prophesied on earth in their time. But since that time, John the Baptist, he talked about his son. But that isn't what I want to talk about. I want to let you know, so that you can see, that I'm well aware and fully acquainted with the problems that you made. And you did. I don't really know about it. Now then, after all that confusion and all the understanding that I'm wrong about, and the thing that hurt me so bad about it, is one of the experiences that you are undergoing here now at this present time. I had charge of the divine healing services, and many people that were sick in your heart and service Sunday morning. I had to go into the book. And then they were called to come up to be prayed for. And I would come right down out of the rocks and just pass right around and lay my hand on it and go right on back. Go ahead and go to the and I'm not going right here. Of all kinds of beliefs, I do need you right in training. And my mother didn't think that that'd be a good thing. And she got And after I'd seen the vision and revelation, I knew that they knew the thing. And I didn't think it would be so hard for them to understand. But they did. Mother insisted that I should go and pray nothing and with the brethren and all. But now, 1936, after preaching here in Springfield, 31 down to 36. I went to Cincinnati. And before I left, I said to him, "Here's a brother." I said, "Now, if you never see my face in the flesh no more, if nothing is right, you're going to die just like I did." Now, I want you people that in this room to know that John the Baptist, in the wicked days, and some others that belong to this group that learned and knew something about what this happened was. That's just the way it is. It doesn't matter of absolute impossibility. The school that's 43 years old. And it's a matter of impossibility for you to get anybody out of this into some church. You get angry. I mean, anybody that knows something about that. You know that's better. Well, my doctor is an addict, well, sure I'm glad to be out of that. And I just keep my mouth shut down again. Well, nobody know nothing about me. I ain't no preaching or nothing. And I got myself a job in the insurance business. And I throw in people's houses, and some of them would be having fights and arguments about working. And domestic problems. And some of them belong to this church and that church and the other church and so forth and so on. And they want to know what church I belong to. And I said, well, I belong to any of these doors too. And so have Baptists, or they have Methodists, or Baptists, or Jehovah's Witness, or something. And so I get delighted about it. I always insisted that I was being drunk. And finally, Sister Harris, Dr. Harris, said he thought he would be here the first of July. And I didn't want to say, well, I'm taking part. That's a great thing. He doctored disabled freedom in L.A. ever since he's been down there. 15 years, never shot nobody at me. Now, how about that? His service was just donated. And he had three fathers.
Yeah.
And then he talked about the finances, medically, and every other kind of thing. How was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when the law said and done, his mother got me. She had a Sunday school letter for me yesterday. She said, Mr. Kenneth, they didn't know me as Dr. Kenneth. Mr. Kenneth, do you know anything about this lesson? And I said, I didn't know what you were talking about. And I looked at it. She said, it's a Sunday school letter. I looked at it. And I saw what it was. And I analyzed it quite critical. Next time I'll bring back to that little place, and I'll sit down with you. But I am like that. Next thing I know, they want me to teach about the meeting they
want.
And finally, just to cut along for us to the job. You tell me that thing. You got them all thrown out of bed and said, goes from this. Now, here's where it stops. Of this teaching.
This is where it starts. It starts with the God-made itself. Now, I try to use that so stupid understand it, but the eternal name. Now, that's where it starts. See? Now, there's no need you try to start no creation. You see? No need you try to start off in the middle of grass, I'm up in the middle. You see? Or on the other end.
Right.
You have to go back to the end.
Yeah.
And that's the start. Mm-hmm. And if you don't go back and get that straight, you will never have
that
right.
That's right.
You will find out of the way.
Right.
Now, do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this teaching starts with. It starts with the start.
Right.
See, then there's going to be no backslide. See? You won't have to have no revival.
Right.
Now, the reason why they have revival is because people, they say it has backslidden. I beg your pardon, they have never seen it. Of the goodness of Yahweh, the apostle picked up in the beast. He said they would be learning of him in the ages yet to come, and goodness and of his kind. Then when I looked back on that and thought about it, are you listening to what I'm saying? Because what I'm talking about is important. See? Now, here's this. From the fall of Adam, the end he prophesied, come on over to God Abraham, then come on down to Moses. See? Now listen. Where there was no law, sin was not
excused.
The Gentiles, they didn't have no law. They were a law unto themselves, and they did by nature the things that would be contained in the law. But they did not have law. And Yahweh did not impute sin to them. See? Because of the promise that he made to Adam. Now, you know, that's something that the people get really don't appreciate. And frankly, they don't realize it.
Yeah.
See, inside those bad dads just wouldn't be high. Because when they didn't have the law, they didn't know nothing. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And now they just went at their age.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you know that was pretty nice. You knew that was pretty nice. We have to keep it to appreciate what in the past they said about the past and the present and the future. You follow.
Yeah.
And yet, you did. You knew a lot of things you'd done wrong.
Yeah.
So, you just knew it by nature.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back to the two, what we call the Godhead of it, the eternal nature. Now, they have told you that God was an opposite. The Lord is God. Well, I'll give you a second. Now, the Roman Catholic say that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Now, if you don't believe me, you go get a Catholic. Then this is what I would like to know. Then. Who in the world is the, or out of the world is the Lord? If God is the Father, God is the Son, and God is the Holy Ghost, then who is the Lord? Now that might not seem important to you, and it may not have ever thought anything at all about it. You see? You got what I'm talking about? Now then, nobody didn't know a thing about y'all.
Right.
But the song.
Right.
That's right.
And they to whom the Son was revealed.
Right.
No man did. Is that? Mm-hmm. So now when Yahweh manifested and revealed or demonstrated himself, he did it in a physical body.
Right.
So, now that physical body is threefold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean flesh is threefold, but a man is made up threefold.
Yes.
His soul, body, and spirit. New sight, stone. See? Head cavity, a chest cavity, and abdominal cavity. See? Now, all of nature, every bit of it, every bit of it, Yahweh has made it up like it is.
Yeah.
From an apple, from a cell, and all the parts of him. So that you don't have no excuse for your stupidity. See, you don't have to be bothered with the problem of trying to prove the existence of God.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
He did it himself.
Yeah.
And all nature testified. Now listen. And look. Now then, this is what we have to do. We have to come back here and hear him as from pure spirit. Now that cloud symbolized that cloud. Symbolized. Now see if you ever thought about it like this. When you were talking about the cloud, you also talking about the rain. See? Then not only are you also, well, not only are you talking about the rain, I pay attention to what I'm trying to say. See, the spermatozoa, or the spermatozoa, see, from the masculine and feminine, generate more. These are gray, white matter. Is that right?
Right.
And from that cloud, or from that fluid, see, it takes on a shape and a form.
Right.
And a room.
Right.
You follow?
Right.
Now, what I'm talking about is Yahweh proving his own case.
Right.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Right. And yet you are winning from the disability of evolution.
Yeah.
And stupidity in other categories.
Yeah.
Now, if that was Yahweh, and he was in the shape and form of a man, he made a man in his life. Now that's the beginning of it. And every sin, man knows anything at all. See, he's been coming up that same way.
Right.
You don't never plant a human seed, you see, and get some animal.
Yeah,
Create. You don't do that.
Right.
You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
Then when it comes to baby space, you got the same thing.
Right.
And whatever kind of seed you plant, that's what you're going to get.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Now that's Yahweh abolishing your ignorance and your stupidity.
All right.
You understand?
Right.
Now I want you to know this too. Now that's from the very creation itself. Start there. Don't run way off. Start from the Creator and then come into the Creator.
Yeah.
And then look. Never downgrade. Don't deviate. Come all the way down through them dispensations and age. Operate the same way. Do you understand? The world can't do this. The Roman Catholics and the Baptists and the Methodists and the what have you, they cannot do that.
They don't know how.
Now, I want to show you what I'm talking about. I want to explain it to you. Now, if you go into the first chapter of Genesis, okay, you will find that in the beginning, the God was in the the realm of eternity. And Yahweh is something himself, within himself, bringing all things into existence. Now, Father, close now. Father, close. That's the reason why it has to be these divisions in here, because the Bible makes you divide, because you see something holy great is divided from the holy great. Then this is part of the divide from the holy great. In other words, no dividing line. Now, here's a skip. Now, it's no longer a skip, too. It's just gone on all of that. If you go back and stop and read Revelation, you will find that John didn't say that the next day, the day after this, the day after that, and then next week, or the day after that, he didn't say that. He said, that's all that's going to do with that age. And after this, I saw. And after that, I saw. See, in other words, what we're doing, we're bringing the both right together. See, so that you may sense. Now, listen, look at what I'm saying now. And pay attention. This is the 28th chapter of Ezekiel. In other cases, but you're right there. And in other cases, in the first case. Now, you watch. Just keep your eye right here. I know some of you can't see the sight in the back. And you ought to sometimes take a walk and take a look. Now, read that verse, 28.
Who shall be this knowledge? Now, who shall be this knowledge? Who shall, wait just a minute. Now, who is Yahweh going to teach knowledge? If he's going to teach knowledge to the person that wants to know.
That's right.
If you don't want to know, he ain't going to tell you. They can't teach you knowledge. You just want to do it. That's right.
Now, listen here. Let me tell you. This has been said, I've heard it several times since I've been here. There's anybody can tell you anything at all about Yahweh, you know, not what he's done, but Yahweh himself. In other words, Yahweh has to tell you about. Don't nobody know but him. Do you, Father? Do you understand? All right. All right.
Who shall he make to understand God?
Now, who shall he make to understand God?
Is that a weak?
Holy hell!
See? Now, they had an ecumenical conference in the Roman Catholic Church, Pope John the 23rd, called that conference. See? And I wrote a book. Knowing that they wanted to have an ecumenical conference. And I tried to get the book to Pope John the 23rd 1 year before the conference in Venice. And that's what I did. Got into it in 1961. And the conference didn't convene until 1962. How about that? And I told it in the book, says 132 and 3. Just how long he would live. And when he was done. And he died just like I said he would. Now look, folks. For 43 years I have been telling you what's going to happen on earth. Every major event that's ever happened, I have been able to tell you. And I'll tell you this now. See? Every year, in these holy days, you'll always have a reflection of it. Never here. See? Do you understand that? What it's doing is proving the existence of God. Right. Yes, sir. All right. Now, read on, Jill.
And whom shall he make to understand God?
Now, who shall he make God understand God? Now, I want to tell you this. Just bring this all back to my mind.
Now, in the ecumenical council they had there,
and they couldn't agree on it. The American Bishop Party, you see,
they said that the Bible was sufficient.
See, for them to You understand? That's what they say. Well, they're wrong. They disagree with it. See? And this is what they say. They say that the church was ruled by the scriptures and by tradition. Now, that's what they say. That is what that's the final conclusion of it as of up to date. See, but then now who can make understand doctrine? Now the doctrine of the Messiah coming to work, he says, my doctrine is not my own. Right. But it's him that sent me.
Right.
You see? Now, you think that he gave into any of the traditions and the Pharisees and the scribes and said, no, I never paid no
church.
All right, there you go. And if you think you do, then you Nothing like that. See, what he's doing is fulfilling that which he had in mind.
That's right.
Which is fine. That's what's happening now. And instituting now. Instituting means that it is in. What is it getting back to?
And now it's a little forget.
Now to be dispensation.
Then listen, in every age, in every dispensation time, it must come back.
Oh, back to your past. Orthodox Judaism is wrong. Protestantism is wrong. You understand? And the person that